Now the time's 7:33. We can get onto our different view before we look at Time Magazine's Person of the Year, or People of the Year, as it looks like. Amy Buck is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
And the five major political parties have agreed to reform the electoral system by introducing a new proportional representation system by the end of January. Can you briefly explain how that's going to work?
Sure. Under the current electoral system, a voter casts two ballots during general elections. In one vote, the voter chooses a single candidate for his or her riding under the first-past-the-post election rule. To supplement it in the other vote, the voter gets to pick a party. Then the parties get to split the seats proportionally to the number of votes they received within the predetermined number of seats in the parliament. For the current 20th parliament, only 47 seats out of 300 have been assigned for proportional representation seats. Following the hunger strike by the minor party members calling for a new proportional representation system, the floor leaders of the ruling party and the main opposition party and three minor opposition parties said that they agreed to pass a bill on electoral reform in an extra session planned in January. The National Assembly officially launched its political reform committee on Wednesday to discuss how to change the country's electoral system.
So let's look at the response in the media, starting with Yonhap News Agency.
Yonhap News welcomes such decision. It said that it is fortunate that the ruling and opposition parties agreed to go ahead with the electoral reform within this year. The paper pointed out that the current electoral system does not represent public opinion. It is because there is a gap between the number of seats assigned to parties and the votes the parties earned. For example, the Democratic Party of Korea was third in terms of a number of votes earned. It earned 25%, around 25% of votes. However, it won 123 seats, which actually accounts for 41% of seats and became the dominant party. So you can see there is a gap. So Yonhap News said that the current electoral system favors two large ruling and opposition parties.
Well, it makes sense that the two biggest parties in the assembly were passive in reforming the system.
That's right. Also, this time, parties agreed to discuss increasing the number of lawmakers, which kind of goes against general public opinion. The paper said it is welcoming the whole move because it opens the discussion on reforming the electoral system. However, it said that it is too early to be optimistic about the result. There are many challenges. First of all, many lawmakers are against increasing the number of lawmakers. It may not be easy to find a common ground since each party has different interests.
So what was the advice that this agency put forward?
The paper reminded that many opinion polls show that there are more people who want electoral reform than those who do not. Also, electoral reform was President Moon's main presidential pledge during the election. The paper said if all parties prioritize people they represent, not the interests of the parties, they will be able to achieve electoral reform.
Let's move on now to the Hangyore.
Hangyore pointed out that the agreement made by five parties is a principle-level agreement. The paper said that there will be difficulties when materializing the agreement. Despite the difficulties, the paper recognized the roles played by each political parties. For example, Moon Isang, the chairman of the National Assembly, worked very hard. President Moon also met with the chairman and expressed that he believes in strengthening the proportionality of the electoral system. And also Na Kyung-won, the floor leader of Liberty Korea Party, also contributed to reaching an agreement. Also, the paper emphasized the role played by Baremire Party leader Son Ak-ju and Justice Party leader Lee Jung-mi, who went on hunger strike calling for electoral reform.
It is a hard-earned agreement.
Definitely. Hangyore said since it is an agreement earned very hard, all related parties should work to reap positive results. Currently, parties disagree on details like adjusting the proportion of votes and the proportion of seats. Three minor parties are calling for directly applying the proportion of votes to the number of seats. However, the ruling party says the proportion needs to be adjusted. The main opposition party didn't have much discussion within its party on what it wants. So Hangyore suggested that the five parties should respect the principle of so-called applying the proportion of votes 100%, but adjust it so it reflects the reality. The paper urged the political parties to complete electoral reform by respecting each other and making concessions when needed, as they've demonstrated during the agreement process this time.
We've got a couple more outlets we can look at. Firstly, the Seige Ilbo.
The Seige Ilbo said that if the electoral system is reformed, the political culture that was mired by the conflict between the two main parties could be resolved. It also said that the reform may spark the discussion of increasing the number of lawmakers. Unlike two major parties, the three minor parties say that increasing the number is inevitable. The agreement specified that the parties will review various issues, including increasing the number within 10%. The paper pointed out that Korea has relatively greater number of lawmakers than other major countries. For example, the number of people per lawmaker was 170,000 for Korea. This is very low compared to other major countries. It is 750,000 for the U.S. and 270,000 for Japan. Seige Ilbo said reforming electoral system is necessary, but increasing the number of lawmakers will be viewed as a change for the worse.
And finally, the Dong-A Ilbo praises this change, but wants it just to lead to another change.
That's right. Dong-A Ilbo also pointed out that so-called winner-takes-all electoral system created two large parties who are at odds with each other. There is criticism that such system is blocking the political development. In this sense, Dong-A Ilbo agreed that adopting a new proportional representation system will resolve extreme confrontation between two major parties and also the regionalism. However, the paper raised concerns that if the electoral system is reformed to favor a multi-party system instead of two-party system, as it is currently, it might become more difficult to keep the president in check. This is an issue for Korea because the presidential power is considered to be strong at the moment. Against such backdrop, Dong-A Ilbo said that electoral reform should be carried out with imperial presidency reform.
Thank you very much, Amy.
Thank you, Alex.